America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
I would do what I'm supposed to do on The Purge, kill people.
A man was captured on video using a sword to roast meat in a shopping cart.
We don't need to see the snake.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And it's actually kind of hilarious because like a month ago, you were saying, like, we haven't had any creature features yet. We haven't had anything to do with creatures.
Yeah.
Now they've all been creatures. This is another creature one from over the weekend.
Is it Peanut?
No. I heard Courtney talking about Peanut. Okay. So Peanut the squirrel was euthanized over the weekend because he bit someone.
Uh-huh.
He's like a celebrity squirrel.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a squirrel influencer, yeah.
Speaking of that, Davey's doing a great job from Hashtag Dork Podcast raising money for Movember. He does that every November, and we're using the hashtag Dirt Squirrel to promote good mustaches.
Oh, nice.
The Dirt Squirrel.
The Dirt Squirrel.
Yes, if anybody wants to grow a Dirt Squirrel this month, feel free to do so.
That's the way to
do it. Yeah, Peanut's dead and buried now, I believe. Or they cremate Peanut?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that goes down. Wouldn't be much left if you cremate a squirrel, I don't think.
No, not much.
No.
No, you put that in your pocket.
And the raccoon.
Put that in your front pocket.
They took the raccoon in the house as well. Both have been euthanized, yeah.
Sadly. Now, this creature.
But you're saying it's not this.
No, this creature's alive and well, and maybe it could be the new face of creatures. Because if those two are dead, they're looking for a new creature. Let's go to the great state of Oregon. Head up the old Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
To find out what's going on here.
With the holiday, trick-or-treating, a parade, also a winner being announced in the Bureau of Land Management's National Bat Beauty Contest.
The Bat Beauty Contest. So we're looking for...
We're objectifying bats.
Okay. Yeah, we've moved on from the traditional beauty pageant because that is misogynistic, I believe.
Yeah.
Problematic, etc.
So let's objectify some...
bats.
Some... flying
rodents. Let's pull bats out of the caves and start taking pictures of them
I'm okay
awarding
with it.
Pretty bats.
I like Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big bears.
They grade all the fat bears. In fact, I think in Fat Bear Week this year, it was a child like avenging another bear that ate its mom or something like that.
Really?
It was like something crazy like that. Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty convoluted. But all right, here we go.
Okay.
That's right. And Newswatch 12 has told you that an Oregon bat has won each of the last 2 years.
Back to back, Oregon bat.
Back to back beauty bat.
Back to back beauty bat.
Nice.
So that's
I'm Batman.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
And two Oregon bats were entered into this year's contest. The crown is coming back to Oregon for a third year in a row.
This is the news. This is on their news.
Yeah.
They're doing like a segment.
Yeah, let them talk. Let
on
them
the
talk.
Beauty bat.
Yeah,
I'm just
news
letting people
of the day
know.
In Oregon. Kid.
This isn't like some kid's like Instagram page. This is like a straight
the
up
news in Oregon.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Back to back, it's coming back.
Yeah,
it's coming back to Oregon.
Back to back, three-peat.
Yep. Beauty, the beauty bats.
Yeah.
This is Hoary Potter, a hoary bat.
I'm sorry.
Hoary Potter. It's a hoary bat. It's spelled with an H.
Thank
Jones.
You. That I needed.
Hoary.
A hoary bat. I wonder how they won back to back.
Hoary bat.
I think I understand now how they've won back to back.
Sleeping with the judges. No, it's a bat in the Vesper bat family.
Yeah, it lives
in most of North America.
I don't think you have to explain it to most of the audience. We know what a hoary bat is.
I mean, they'll fly about 9 to 13 miles per hour on a good day.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. They should be flying during the day.
No.
They should be having a nice little snooze.
Definitely rabid.
During the day. Yeah. Possibly in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That's been disputed whether they're there or not.
Good echolocation.
They are in Oregon, though.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And they're very attractive, at least for bats, if that's what you're into.
That's only found in Oregon. A little more than an hour ago, NewsWatch 12 spoke with the winning photographer about how she makes pictures like this happen.
Deploy these mist nets for bats, and essentially bats fly into the nets. We quickly take them out of the nets, and then we process them, and we'll record reproductive status.
Nice. Yes. What does that entail? So they scoop these bats up in a net, take their picture, then like throw them back in?
Yeah.
I don't think I like this. I think PETA might crack down on this.
No.
Yeah, they're like interrupting the bats' normal day just so they can take a picture and send it into the contest?
Keith,
check out their reproductive organs? Like, that's assault.
We can't do guess that ass anymore, Keith. We gotta objectify something.
Guess that bat. You're not going to get as many clicks. If we just start doing bat of the day on the show, no clicks.
No. Well.
You think? Is there like a bat community out there? No.
Oh, I bet there is.
No, we're better off doing anything else.
Only bats.
You going to only bats?
Yeah.
Sex, species, all of this morphological information. And then kind of at the end, I usually have my camera out and I will try to take a photo of the bats that fly into our net.
We couldn't have gotten a better connection for her. She's on the news, for God's sakes. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well.
Text line wants to know, hoary bats.
Oregon news.
Isn't that how COVID started? They might have been the beginning of COVID.
It's a good point. It's ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
That's who to blame.
You might be right.
That or the pangolin.
Well,
yeah. With Hoary Potter's win, Oregon becomes the first state to win the competition 3 years in a row.
Hell yeah.
The BLM Bat Beauty Contest was started in 2019 to raise awareness about the ecological importance of bats.
I think it's worked. People are still talking about it.
COVID was a setback for that.
Yeah.
I would think, yeah.
How many animals do you think deserve their own beauty contest?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a little too much?
No.
Cows, pigs.
Yeah.
Horse, the good-looking horse.
All animals.
Ermine. Yeah. Ermine should. Ermine's a cute little guy.
Sexy ermine.
Yeah, say a hot ermine. Put little hats on them. A little coat.
Put something risque.
Yeah, a little dress on him.
Yeah, don't show it all.
What's
like,
your,
like a little something.
You like putting
a lot of ermine leg.
Leave some to the imagination.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, a tail.
You can do like a little groundhog, little skunk, little
sure.
Pepe the Pew. You get those guys out there. I mean, if you're doing bat beauty contests, I feel like you're just scratching the surface.
I just think, you know, what's the harm?
Why, you have to use night vision.
What's the Yeah, what's
Well, they are blood suckers. Yeah. They're gonna go right for you. Yeah.
But I'm saying if you're looking at
$10 shake, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the bats.
They're eating the bats.
The hoary bats.
Yeah, well I think we should do this for all animals. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Tickle everyone's
alligators.
Fancy out there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's definitely plenty to choose from. So I don't know. There you go. There's the madness here on a very important day.
Pythons, rattlesnakes, cobras, black mambas.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
If you want. I couldn't be there for that.
A hot contest for every single one. Yeah, you would be personally out on that.
Yeah. You give them like a little pipe and a hat, and you're like, a little snake. It's like Fred Willard in Best in Show. He's like, what if you gave him like a little, like a Sherlock Holmes hat? You put him a little pipe.
Could you look at snakes if they were dressed up like that?
I don't think so. I mean, if you put legs on them, maybe. But if they were still legless, I'd be out.
Like a Mr. Potato Head. You plug some legs in on that thing, you maybe look at it.
It's a lizard. I'm not scared of lizards.
The
snakes, terrified.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There are legless lizards, which I learned on one of these shows my daughter was watching, one of these creature shows.
Very educational.
And they're like, here's this one. This is a legless lizard.
Creature show
I'm like,
does
the
she
hell
watch?
Is that?
What creature show is she watching? Creature Cases on Netflix.
Loves Creature Cases.
Wow, oh, does she? Oh, Wild Kratts.
Wild Kratts. Wild Kratts is good. Those guys do a good show.
Octonauts.
She watches Octonauts.
There you go. So one of those.
Creature Cases is kind of fun.
Creature Cases is good.
Did you see like the Anaconda episode? I'm like, what are you watching?
I've seen the Anaconda episode. Yeah, of course I've seen the Anaconda
episode. They're Kit Casey and Sam Snow.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
I like the little two. We're the little mouse, right?
Yeah, who are they? I don't know. They got a little DJ that makes songs.
They do good work, yeah.
They're always in a good mood, those guys.
Yeah, for being stuck doing all the busy work.
They're like always working hard.
Yeah.
But there's that snake episode. I'm like, let's skip this one. But I do like, so I'm with the Twitch chat. They say, legless lizard is a snake. Apparently not true. Apparently there's just straight up legless lizards in like, I don't know what's the difference. But
controversy.
They look the same. They're both terrifying.
Since I brought it up, the Fat Bear Week winner, Keith.
Is snakes out there this big?
The Fat Bear Week winner, the mama bear, whose cub was killed by her opponent, ended up winning. Grazer beat Chunk. Chunk ate Grazer's baby.
Why? Is it a polar bear? I know that happens with polar bears. They're not a fruit up there.
I believe these are grizzly.
Oh, boy.
It's in Alaska.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting polar bear there. I don't know. But it's, it's Mother Nature, Keith. It's a circle of life.
I don't know.
As the Lion King tried to teach us.
It scares me.
So, that's a very controversial
way. Image of Yogi Bear representing Yellowstone. We're talking about a sleeping Godzilla.
As Yogi Berra said,
perfect.
Some you win, some you lose, some get rained out.
Yeah.
That's it. One of the all-time great bears.
Hoary Bat.
Hoary Bat?
Never getting rained out. Never losing.
No. These guys are tough.
Hoary Bat.
Yep.
Undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Three in a row for the state of Oregon. I mean, that's something to be proud of.
They normally...
Raise a banner.
Yeah. They usually roost alone on trees hidden in the foliage, but on occasion has been seen in caves with other bats.
Oh. What'd you call that word in there, Sandy? Read that again.
Foliage.
Foliage?
It hunts alone. Its main source is moths. Yeah, this guy eats a lot of moths.
Okay.
Good nutritional value maybe in a moth.
Maybe, you got to think about eating more moths if they're so good looking. So that's Keeper Madness.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.